As Christians, we are to remember those suffering for the name of Christ. Today, we're going to be remembering someone whose suffering has been going on for nearly a decade. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. From the persecuted church to oral tradition in Scripture, we're sharing stories today that'll get you praying, giving, and maybe going. And we'll begin today in Pakistan. Imagine spending 9 years in prison because you expressed an opinion that was different from your coworkers. That's reality for Asia Bibi. She was arrested in 2009 when her Muslim coworkers accused her of blasphemy. Now, she's been behind bars ever since, waiting for a judge to hear her appeal. Basma Tabor with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
As a mother and as a woman, I'm very concerned for her health, for her situation. I can resonate with what she feels right now, being separated, forced to be separated from her children. She wasn't there for their birthday. She wasn't there when they were sick. She wasn't there for Christmas.
Asia was charged with blasphemy because she took a stand for Christ. Would you consider sending her a note? We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
Remind her that she's not alone. She's not forgotten. People around the world think of her, send her letters. Even if they don't get to her, they go to her, the ones who are persecuting her, and they see that she is not alone. There is people behind her standing for her.
Most importantly, please continue to pray for Asia Bibi. Ask God to intervene on her behalf. Pray endurance for her and comfort for her husband and children. Next, protests over the U.S. Embassy's move to Jerusalem are continuing in Gaza. More than 100 people have been killed and many more have been injured. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna says the ministry and region are concerned about the future. She explains,
it's not the concern for believers, it's a concern about war. It's mainly about war because they're talking about the Arab alliances coming against the Israel, and now the whole Palestinian Jewish. It's a whole mixture of things, and the rise of the Arab coalition to just come against Jerusalem involves us big time because we're just at the border.
Nuna says the threats are real, but she believes that God still has a plan for the Middle East, and that plan could involve you.
We need as many people as can come to just put their hands in the door to work with, need as many as possible, because there is so much hunger, but the opportunity is for now. We don't know how long it will last. And I want to invite teens, people, any kind, from medical to kids.
And let me ask you this. How many Bible stories can you recall from memory? Well, chances are just a few. With more access than ever to God's Word, the Scriptures have become more like a reference guide than a treasure. That's why John Fornelli, an equipping evangelist with One Way Ministries International's evangelism efforts, is passionate about the Heart Bible.
But what they didn't have that we have is access, easy access, at least much more easy access, to the Scriptures. So when Jesus sat around for 40 days and teaching them about the kingdom of God, as it says in the book of Acts chapter 1, the disciples didn't have Bibles. So what I'm saying is a big difference between the disciples and us today is that while we have the Bible in our hands, they had it in their heart. And what I hope to do, what many are hoping to do, is recover that oral tradition.
So the Heart Bible is a simple concept. It's the idea of learning the stories in the Bible and committing them to memory. And by doing this, people know the Bible and share its stories with strangers and friends alike without having to look up Scripture. So while it might sound intimidating to do at first, just start with reading a story from the Bible and then sharing it directly after. Do this on repeat until telling the story is as easy as sharing your name.
We should put the Word of God into our heart so that it nourishes our souls and so that we're ready to give God's Word to the world.
Start storing God's Word in your heart today. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.